Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine from the University of Oxford. There's a nice wee paper that's been published recently in the Lancet Oncology from the ARCAD group, in which they've looked at individual patient data from a large number of well-designed clinical trials of patients with advanced colorectal cancer, which they wanted to look at the impact of peritoneal disease on overall survival, response to chemotherapy, and so on. This is something that we've talked about and discussed before. This is a very large data set of about 20,000 patients, and what it shows is consistently, again, perhaps not surprisingly, that peritoneal metastases are bad news. They do carry a worse prognosis, and they did a bit of modelling around number of metastatic sites, blah 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 blah. That wasn't sort of hugely informative. They did a bit of tiny molecular biology work, but the numbers were too small to be compelling or interesting. But here we are again, a really well-designed study, very large, showing again that peritoneal metastases are bad news. And I just wonder if we need to take more attention and if we need to consider more aggressive means of looking at peritoneal disease. Of course, we have the surgical approaches of peritonectomy, of using intraperitoneal chemotherapy, plus or minus hyperthermia. And although we have some fantastic surgical advocates of this approach, the randomized trial data supporting these expensive, complicated interventions is singularly lacking. And the problem is, because it's multimodal, it's surgery, it's intraperitoneal chemotherapy, it's hyperthermia, it's a bit of this, it's a bit of that, it's often very difficult to discern what the key contributory elements are in this whole therapeutic cascade. So, what should we do? I think seriously we need to get together and plan some decent studies in which we disentangle the different elements of these, to me, rather overcomplicated approaches to peritoneal disease. Now, I'm not saying it's a trivial question. I'm not saying that we don't need to bring more firepower to bear. I'd like to do it rationally, sequentially, sensibly, so that we have some regimes in which we can prove that adding hyperthermia, adding different chemotherapy agents, doing this, doing that, genuinely makes an incremental step forward, rather than just having to buy into a whole package of care that's never been subjected to any form of, serious randomized trial. Serious condition requires a serious, thoughtful, logical approach. So let me use this brief video as a call to arms, if I may use that term, to see if we can bring the community of those of us interested in advanced colorectal disease together to pay more attention to peritoneal disease, and by doing so, see if we can come up with some rational trials to which we, the wider oncology community, will recruit so that we can understand better, more, the biology of the disease and come up with rational therapeutic options. Thanks for listening. And if I don't have the chance to see or speak to you before, have a good festive holiday. Enjoy Christmas. Looks forward together to a prosperous, happy new year in what is at times an uncertain world. Uncertain. But let's meet it together. The sort of force of many is a force for good, I would say. Thanks for listening as always, but we'd be genuinely dead interested in any comments that you might have or anything you might like to say. But for the time being, Medscapers, over and out. Thank you.